Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and in Health.
We've had to,
I need to get my mate in.
We've had to bring in the big guns.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go on, introduce your mate. I don't even... You two can start now. Me and Danny,
right.
Just sit here.
So we've had to bring Jo in, who is Danny's, how should I say, long-suffering wife. Of how many years?
Well, we've only been married. Well, no, you talk.
Well, you have. Yeah, you've not been married that long. How long ago was your wedding? Six?
No, we've been married a while now.
Eight years ago.
The
only reason we got married is because you threw the bouquet at me.
That's right. You caught the bouquet at my wedding.
We've set that up.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Claire set that up.
Did not say that? Because she had relatives.
No, but...
I gave her a little wink.
She said, run to the front, get that bouquet.
And you got the bouquet. And I did. And then you proposed to me because we're new age people.
Modern.
She proposed to me on a muffin.
On a muffin, yeah.
What do you mean on a muffin?
So it was Valentine's Day and I wasn't even with you. My mum and dad was... No, you was at home.
You weren't with me at the time.
You were there that day.
My mum and dad was having a lunch in Selfridges and I went to Millie's Cookies.
Yep.
Bought the last muffin that said, will you marry me? But I didn't mean it.
It was just the last one there.
It was just the last one there.
Right.
So I thought, I'm going to have that tonight. Forgot to eat it. Left it downstairs.
Yeah.
Forgot to eat the muffin. Went to bed. He's come up 3 a.m. Yes. And I thought, what?
Well, no, actually, what happened was I'd had a doobie, and this is. I was very hungry, so I acknowledged it, munched it, and then came and said yes.
Yeah, and I just got out of bed.
So you're telling me that you wasn't going to propose?
No. I wasn't going to propose. And then on
That's
the
amazing. I've never heard that before.
No.
It was a complete accident. It was the last muffin.
So we got married by accident.
Yeah.
And so you sat there and went...
I knew this.
I was so embarrassed.
You sat there and went, yeah, that's why I got you the muffin.
No. I bought the last muffin.
Why would you get one that says, will you marry me?
Because it was the last one left on the shelf.
Yeah. It's a romantic story.
So... On the Tuesday, that was the Saturday, on the Sunday, we'd had a big argument. You went, I don't want to marry you. And I thought, yes. And then on the Tuesday, you said, oh, I've spoken to Denny. We're getting married and we're going to do a hello deal.
OK, magazine, don't get confused.
No, it was hello.
Was it hello?
It was hello.
It was OK?
No, it was hello.
Oh, shit.
So...
Same balance. that's right. Well, yes.
Yeah. So it was for the money?
Well, no, because she was talking about £100 a head for people to eat.
Yeah, that's standard.
No, it doesn't have to be, darling. can be £25.
Oh, no, I want
it. It doesn't have to be £100 a head for people to eat.
That's not the story I was told.
It's called dinners. Fucking half a quid each. You know, you can feed loads of kids on that.
That's not the story I was told.
One of our favourite moments, Joe.
To be fair, in your defence, I'm not interested in arranging weddings and stuff like that. It's not our game, is it? What flowers? Do you think?
I would say most men, it's not their game.
I had a couple of questions thrown at me from Claire, and I was like, do you know what, right? I'll pay for it. You just, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'll turn up.
Just be a guest.
Yeah.
One of our favourite stories from Joe and Danny's wedding. I wasn't even there, but you always tell me about it. At the end of the night, you guys had fireworks.
Oh, it was brilliant, yeah.
On the thing. And you said Danny and you were just standing together.
It was great. It was me, you and Serge.
Oh.
From Kasabian.
We were sat there and there was this huge fireworks display.
Which started with the...
with fire.
And then it went into the duff-duffs, didn't it?
Right.
Boom.
I'm on fire. And then I turned to Serge and I went, I fucking love the Stone Roses. I don't know whether he appreciated that joke or not. But then...
No, he was off his head because he was meant to actually do a song for us, but he couldn't.
Yeah. He didn't want to.
He was embarrassed, didn't he?
Yeah, he was like, oh, I don't want to sing. I felt sorry for him. He was such a nice bloke.
I had to keep James back from singing.
This is a man that's done Glastonbury.
I know the words to Kasabian songs. I was like, fucking, I'll do it. I'll be Tom for the night. Don't you worry. But we were watching these fireworks and it was so beautiful and everyone was out on this sort of veranda. The whole party was out looking up in the sky. And it was wonderful. And you just kept going, that's 50 quid, that's 50 quid, that's 20 quid, that one. That one's probably about 150.
Well, listen, it backfired. Because they offered us 125 grand for this wedding.
Right.
And I think it probably cost 140. So I was actually down.
You were down.
You were down.
But actually, this was a party, mate. And it was a celebration of our love. At that time,
it was a brilliant party.
It was a fairground that no one went on. It was a fucking fairground.
I didn't see that.
No one fucking went near it.
It was raining.
It was a fairground.
So it was had to be in a separate field. I was like, what's the fucking point of that?
I didn't see that.
You had to walk quarter an hour to get to it. So that was a load of bollocks.
I want
to
go back.
A waltzer and everything.
I want to go back to Shoot and Glean.
We've been a lot since your way. That was the first time we ever went.
It's lovely.
Down in the treehouse.
Lovely place.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
So you were at our wedding and we were at your wedding and we had babies together.
Yeah.
And we've had many a night together.
Yeah.
And I think we know each other pretty well. But we're going to get into what we like to call non-negotiables. You will not negotiate on them. These are things that you can't stand.
Maybe things that you could put up with.
No, that's no fucking fun.
Maybe things that you don't mind.
So... we know you and... Right, it says, where did you and Joe first meet? We know that. You went to school together.
Yep.
Right. How important in a relationship, in both your opinions, is just general compatibility?
Well, for me personally, we've got nothing in common.
See, so I'm glad you said that first because I was going to say you two are very different people.
Yeah, but that's
people.
Why it works.
So different.
I think so. Because me and James are the same. We are total opposites.
I don't think I'm like anyone else on this planet anyway.
No, you're a little weirdo,
aren't
you?
Weird
little you're not weird.
You are a little weirdo.
He is an odd cat.
He is, isn't he?
We're all odd. This is the thing. This is what I love, you know, humanity, human beings. We're all fucking weirdos. Right? Some people
I don't think I'm that weird.
What?
I'm not that weird, darling. I am not.
But I think that's what... Why do we... I think my theory of love is you fall in love with people's flaws and their weirdness and their quirkiness.
I agree.
Because we have masks. You know, like obviously when you was wooing her in Emerson Park.
Yeah.
That would have been a very different James than now.
Absolutely.
You know, you're walking around, I don't know, with a smoking jacket on and all this sort of stuff.
No, that's what I am now.
That's what you are now.
Yeah. That's the problem.
So you wait to get the smoking jacket out.
Yeah.
So
what I'm saying
is that, you know, once that goes, do you still... Because many relationships don't survive. After the mask goes, you go, oh, is that what you like?
Mm. Yes.
Not for me.
The honeymoon period
can
be very deceiving.
Well, of course it can, and it should be.
It's meant to be.
But actually, when you fall in love with someone deeply, it's what, when you see the fucking real...
But how can you fall in love with somebody when you don't really know if they're, like, because the real, the true stuff...
Well, because
you fall, yeah.
You fall in love with them so much, so you're like, trick right, them. I suppose I better
go. Yeah. No, you trick them for the first little while.
Tricking the sense of like...
You've got your best underwear on and all that.
She's done nothing.
Oh, that's true.
Tricking the sense of like magic.
Yeah, yeah, a bit like Paul Daniels.
Yeah.
Is he dead now?
Yes, very dead.
He's brown, unfortunately.
All right, okay. So is there anything that you two have a major difference on? Is there anything that you never ever agree on? Like something in particular?
I'm just trying to think, what do we agree on?
We don't agree on anything.
that would be
do you know what? We actually
might have to round it down a bit.
We don't agree on nothing.
We don't really, no.
No.
It's difficult, isn't it?
We don't agree on the kids.
You know, we had very different upbringings, even though we were sort of from the same council estate. You know, she was posher than me. She had a Sky dish.
Wow.
She
was the first people to have Sky in East London.
Wow.
Sky. We don't agree on the dog. We don't agree on the house.
The dogs. I know the dog's a big thing.
We don't.
I know the dog's a big thing.
No, we just don't agree on that.
Yeah, no, we've had no. We have had a. It's been a tough year.
Let's talk about Christmas because.
Yeah.
Why not?
You've been
because.
Go on. What's happened? What's your version?
I am so ungrateful, but I was fuming.
Well, no. Okay. Right. What did you?
I'm interested in this as well.
Oh, I am.
Because sometimes she'll start a thing going, you won't believe what Danny's done. And I go, and to be fair, I go...
I'd like to think you'd back me, James,
to be fair, I go, because...
No, he doesn't back me.
No, because if...
I don't want you to have egg indoors.
It's probably going to be something where I go, well, what do you want me to say about that, right? So I just go, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I'm not interested.
Well, no, it's not that Joe's ungrateful.
I just don't care. Yeah, I'm not interested.
Like it's not that Joe's ungrateful at all, but what did you get her for Christmas?
Well... We hadn't been speaking.
Oh, she fucking told you 2 years. Yeah, tell me about this. Actually.
Yes. Right.
So
and what
you
did
know
you...
when you're in a weird realm of going...
Right, but what did you
this
say
is meant
to her?
To be, huh?
What did you say to her because you hadn't been speaking?
Well, nothing, because we wasn't speaking.
No,
there's no dialogue in the house.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Our house is big enough that we can avoid each other and all, so...
Yeah.
You know, she's in one room, I'm in another.
So the run-up to Christmas, you weren't talking.
No.
And he kept saying... Christmas. I am not buying you a fucking present. You ain't getting no present from me. We're not buying each other Christmas presents. Don't even think about it.
So you said, fine.
Fine.
Right, okay.
Fine, that's it.
Yeah, but how many people say that to each other? I don't want nothing for Mother's Day, I don't want nothing. And then you don't have anything. And then you're fucked.
Oh, right? We are
good together now.
Okay, so anyway, go on,
so carry on. So
I said this.
Right, so you did say that.
Every day.
Well, I wasn't saying it that much, you wasn't speaking at all. Most days,
you'd look
so
at me.
Two questions. When did you get her Christmas present?
I took my daughter out.
Yeah, when?
My sonny.
When?
Probably Christmas Eve.
Right. So you last minute panicked.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I do it every year, to be fair.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
What did you get, Joe?
I thought, I can't have her, not for me, this present, by the way.
Yeah,
Nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I thought the children should be able to present her with something.
Absolutely.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So which I thought she'd do the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't you try and fucking turn it around
yet. No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You'd like your son to come up to you in the morning and bring you something.
But you laid the rules down, right?
No, we both laid the rules, but not speaking to each other.
Because you were just saying...
We're blanking each other. There's hatred in the house.
Because you were just saying...
You can smell it when you walk in, you know.
Love it when I come round to your house and I can tell you hate each other. Mm. And I'm like, yes.
Well, I think... Well,
me and Joe are going to sit in this room. Danny and James are going to sit in that room. We're going to have a lovely night.
Yeah, perfect.
It's going to be great.
But, so I went out. I got a lovely little kettle. Not a kettle, actually. A kettle, basically a watch. I've got her.
Yeah. Now, Joe...
Kettle and hob. Hob, fob, fob, watch. That's why we call it a kettle. James knows this because he's from Dagenham.
Right. What kind of watch, though?
A Gucci watch.
What was on the watch?
Which is worth a bag of sand.
Yes.
Right? So this ain't no fucking shitty little Timex piece.
No, but what was on the watch, though?
There's a cat on it.
Now, Joe, as we all know, is a huge animal lover.
Hates animals, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
She hates humans.
No,
I don't like humans.
You don't have a cat. She's never expressed...
Yeah, you can't tell it's a cat. It's a small
She's never
thing.
Expressed anything cat-like. Towards cats.
Yeah. No.
But you turned up with a cat watch.
Again, you're forgetting it's Gucci and it's £1,000.
Yeah. Right, this but what the fuck are you supposed to do with that if you don't like cats?
What did I receive?
Well, she was brave enough to stick to the word.
Oh, so you're going to back her on this. I didn't get one fucking thing, not one card.
Well, you said we're not getting anything. You said.
Yeah.
Now, I love Christmas. And I've got to say, all of a sudden, I think I'm sort of going, oh, maybe I'm going to start hating Christmas. Because, you know, like getting Grinch-like around. I hate people that say they hate Christmas. I go, well, why do you hate Christmas? You're one of them, aren't you?
No, I love Christmas.
Oh, you like Christmas?
Yeah, I like...
You know when people go, I hate Christmas. I go, fuck off, what's the matter?
No, I like...
You know I was fucking moaning about Christmas?
No, I'm not moaning about Christmas. Last Christmas, we had the best fucking Christmas we've had in years,
he's moaning about people coming to Christmas.
During COVID, we had an amazing Christmas. And we all sat there and went, this is the best Christmas we've ever had. Because it was just us.
Okay,
and it was fucking great.
Yeah, so what did you do? So this Christmas, you have loads of people over?
This Christmas, it was just us. And it was great. And it was brilliant. And we had a wonderful time. And I love giving gifts. I absolutely love giving gifts. I'm genuinely not fussed about getting a gift. Because, I'm an adult man. I can pretty much, if I want something, I'll buy it anyway.
That's what I do.
So I love giving
gifts.
Unless
it's a cat watch, you'd never fucking buy that.
Well, I've never been given.
I wouldn't know.
I've never been given a cat watch.
No, but listen, right? it's not
our relationship
it's not a cat
is obviously not at that level.
It is a cat theme.
It's not a cat theme watch. And anyway, okay, so you think it's fine. Actually, I thought, do you know what? I'm being unreasonable.
You panic bought.
It doesn't matter. At least I fucking panic bought. She didn't do fuck all. So, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the idea, I thought, do you know what? It is Christmas Day. Even though I hate her fucking guts and she fucking hates me, I'm going to make sure that my children can present her with something.
Yeah.
But you know what it was?
Something that she doesn't like.
What did I get?
Nothing.
I sat there thinking something's going to come out. She's never not bought me anything. You know, just waiting. Oh, she's leaving it late. and then the day passes. Nothing. Maybe Boxing Day, not a fucking thing.
But
and she knows. Why,
see, no. Joel, well, if she says something, that's what she fucking means.
Yeah, but that's a bit strong, Claire. I know you want to back your power.
No. But I've been building the house,
man,
all year.
Built the house
all year.
You've been project managing
because I physically wasn't in the sand or in the ground.
He didn't appreciate it.
He was like, "What?"
Well, I do appreciate it. I'm looking at my bank account, sweetheart.
So
they're fucked.
We're not fucked. So, you know, when you think this is your project, this is yours, go and do it.
That's it, they'll leave
That's
it to
it.
You.
And
yeah,
I was, 100%. By Christmas, I was so tired.
Yeah.
We was all tired.
No, that's fine. I hear you.
No, you've had a kitchen put in.
I hear you. Yeah.
Try to do fucking 3 bedrooms in another kitchen and a garden.
Yous have
while
had a,
living in it.
Yous have had a proper...
15 hairy-ass builders in your house all fucking day for a year driving you fucking insane.
You've had a proper renovation recently. Is that put strain? Is that put strain on the relationship?
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
I've seen it.
I've not seen it.
No, have
I've
you seen it proper?
Yeah.
When was you
You went
there.
I popped in one day.
Slag us off, no doubt.
Slag us off, yeah.
Whereas we were fucking walking around, we were like,
that's been amazing.
Joe was like, look at this room, Danny's a prick. And we were in there.
Yeah. No, but do you know what? I did arrange the biggest bed because you like everything so big. And he literally just.
No, look, it's fucking amazing, but it's hard.
It was hard.
To be
hard.
Living in a gaff. Where you got it's
it
a building
is
site.
Hard.
It's a building
it's
site.
Hard.
It was hard.
And you've got to do school rounds and the kids are fucking moaning about shit and you know, like
you've got a microwave in your living room.
It's
and
all
stuff
that
going.
That does put pressure.
Fucking shit hanging out the walls.
that does put pressure on anything.
So yeah.
But you threw it.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
The other
not quite.
No, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we
you
are
through
it.
You'll see tomorrow the garden. The garden's fucked.
Yeah. It is stressful. It
Do
is...
you still have the trampoline? Because Jude was talking about the trampoline this morning.
No, baby, there's no garden. You can't go out there.
Can't go out there. It's building site. Right.
Have we got a pool table?
Oh, they'll love that.
Yeah, that would
be fun. Right.
While you're passing out in the bathroom.
No,
you've had too
I'm
going to
be fine tomorrow. I was fine last time.
You was. You've been spiked.
You wasn't well last time with COVID.
I did. Yeah. But anyway, right. So anything you majorly differ on?
Everything.
Is this stuff, especially like looking back when you first got together, like was there things like, so like for me and James, music was a big thing, eating the same foods and stuff. So James like built me up, you know, anytime we get together, it's always a curry.
Yeah.
When I first met James, I was a korma. Get off. I know.
That's a fucking...
That could have made her broken.
It's a red flag for me.
So,
no, I worked on it.
But is there anything...
You're my dress now.
I'm a dress,
oh, she
yeah.
can have a vindaloo. Oh, she can have anything.
Yeah.
She's
not much in a vindaloo and a dress. It's a myth on that, I think. Same
but
bollocks.
Is there anything, like, for you two when it was like... what? But I suppose you were so young, though,
well, no,
weren't
she
you?
She was very exotic because she's half Spanish.
She is.
So when I was
your dad's your Spanish.
Birth, I was presented with olives at a young age. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck are these? And then a fucking aubergine.
Wow.
Which I was like, you know, very nervous around it. I thought, what the fuck is going on here? Remember, we're in Custom House.
Skate.
Yeah.
Skate as well.
Fish.
Which I remember you right. presenting it to me and going, oh, this fish has a period. And I went,
yeah.
Because it's the only fish that...
Menstruates.
It menstruates, yeah. Yeah. Menstruates.
God, I bet that made you really
well,
want to dig
right in.
Well,
I've put me nut straight in it, yeah. It's perfect.
It.
Is that Carol? Is she a cook? Is your mum a cook?
No, my Tola, dad.
The Spanish man. Right. Who was fucking, and also a Spanish salad. Which
yeah.
Which is dressed with vinegar and olive oil and salt. So there's no salad cream.
So she right. got you on board quite quickly with
I was very,
you.
I was gone. I was fucking banging love from that
you
point.
You were there.
Well, yeah, I was brought up with soup and noodles and fucking hot dogs, weren't I? Yeah. So,
oh, God, that sounds like my kids. Don't say that.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with it. Look at me. Look, fucking fine.
The problem is we have... we've offered our kids different stuff.
We have, yeah.
But
they
don't
want to know these kids. They've got too much options now.
They do.
Not like when we were fucking kids.
It's the same as watching telly. It's too many channels.
Too many channels, baby.
I know.
Too many channels.
Explaining to our kids, like on a Saturday night, that we all sat down and watched the same thing.
You know, yeah.
And I was like... And also, once
the price is right, and
once my dad, I was like, by the way, once my dad got home from work, that was it. The TV was done for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just had to go and do something, or because my dad sat down, and that was it, because that was the TV.
Exactly. But you would all sit around the telly. Don't do it now. Don't watch telly now.
And also, he had to watch whatever was on. He couldn't just pick.
I quite like the idea of that. Like, you just, you, whatever's on, you watch.
Yeah.
The TV
do you know what
guide.
I like?
I bet you'd just settle on something a lot easier,
wouldn't
you?
Well, that's it. But do you know what else I like? So sometimes on Amazon Prime, which we've got, you can watch films and stuff, but you can get them for free if you watch it with adverts. And I quite like the adverts. So when the advert comes
the
on,
thing, isn't it?
And it's like, all right, let's go and get a drink, or we'll make a cup of tea, or does MD1 in it? And quick, you've got 2 minutes to get something. But do you remember that was how it used to be?
But that's why
you got to get back.
That's why this is boring. This is not going to go into the podcast. But that is why traditionally adverts were always a couple of decibels louder than the TV show that was going on, because people would go to the kitchen and pop the kettle on. So they wanted to make sure that you could
in the podcast, because that's incredible information.
I like an advert.
I fucking hate an advert, to be honest.
I love
advert. Advert.
I don't want adverts around me.
I don't like your adverts on YouTube.
We turned them off.
Oh.
That means they're earning. So.
No, I'm just saying there was too many adverts.
Yeah,
we wanted to.
No, we're just trying to keep people happy.
We heard that. We turned them off.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now we're going to get into it, right? I want one thing. I know this is going to be hard for you. Just one. Is there one thing about Danny that consistently gets on your nerves? Is there one thing that he always does or never does?
I've got some examples here to this sort of thing.
Examples? What do you mean?
So, you know, things like not brushing your teeth.
No.
No. Oh,
I brush my fucking teeth.
Snoring. That's a quick fire one.
Yeah, no, I do chuck out a few zeds, but again... Yeah, okay.
I know for a fact he shits in the Dinsdale's toilet when you've asked him to go upstairs.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
Yeah, but
I don't like that.
Where else am I supposed to have a shite?
I think I need a shite.
Am I supposed to have a shite?
By the way,
I don't like that.
Me.
No, but listen.
Okay, so we've got one each, have we?
Yes, right, so you're next.
So what's it going to be? Is it snoring?
Yeah, it's the downstairs toilet.
Let's
get the order.
Where
am I supposed
to
come
in? What do you mean upstairs?
Yeah. Upstairs.
Well, sometimes, you know, if I'm downstairs,
now that really
and I need
annoys
a shite.
Me.
But that's like the guest toilet.
But
somebody's in.
There's no guests at this point.
But I don't care.
I'm in my house. Someone I need a shite.
But you don't know who's going to come at the door.
A delivery driver might knock at the door and go, by the way, I'm ever so sorry.
I'm just saying it happens.
So excuse me, mate. No. Give me fucking parcel.
It happens.
Get off me fucking drive. No, not having a shit in
it
me.
It happens.
Or someone
does a pop-in.
Yeah.
What if I pop in?
Again, I find it very odd. Like, who, the neighbours? Can I have a shit in your... No, you can't have a shit.
That's the idea. That's the whole point of the popping.
Are you agreeing, by the way, that I can't have a shit downstairs?
I don't like that.
Our eldest, Harrison, he always takes a shit in the downstairs toilet.
So you're against this?
I keep
this.
Going to him, why do you keep doing that? Fucking, you might turn up.
I'd love to
TV
smell a shit.
Royalty,
I'm not
Danny Dyer turns
that.
Up at my house just for a pop-in and you go, I can't use the loo quickly.
That's a wrong example because I don't mind the smell of shit.
But if you walked into our downstairs toilet,
and
if you popped
shite,
in,
I wouldn't say a fucking word.
There was skid marks up there and you would go,
I wouldn't judge
you. Buckley's clean the toilet.
No, would I? Again, I'm the wrong example.
Well, I would judge.
You know.
You judge us?
Also, taking a shit for me is an occasion.
Yeah,
I love it. I can't
go
believe my luck
it.
When I have a shit. Like, I absolutely love it. So I don't want to do the downstairs one. I go upstairs. I actually go to the guest bedroom.
You do.
Because I can
open... Which constantly smells of shit these days. You'd love it up there.
Perfect.
I've stunk it out. I've actually, like, proper permanently...
I was going to say, but you're shitting in the guest... Well, so this is the guest bedroom.
Yeah, the guest bedroom.
So someone pops around and goes, oh, God, I've been thrown out of my house.
I know, yeah.
And you go,
that's a good point.
In the guest bedroom.
That's
a good point. It's a good point.
Because you fucked yourself?
Because I have sort of permanently, I don't know if it's woven
if
its
it's
way
into
the curtains
if
or something.
If there's shit downstairs, you've set the tone. They know they've come to your house. It might be a bit shitty.
Well, that's true.
But
the problem is that I take a shit in the guest bedroom. There's a toilet in the guest bedroom, but I leave the door open.
Right, so it's
because I can angle the television.
Yeah.
And I can sit
nice.
On the loo. I can sit there for about 25 minutes, half an hour, just flicking through YouTube or something like that.
I'd love to have a shot.
But then I do absolutely stink out the whole.
Yeah, and sometimes you leave the guest bedroom.
And then I walk out.
No, sometimes you leave the guest the front door of the bedroom.
Sometimes
I
might have a shit downstairs.
Yeah, and I'll walk through the hall and I'm like, it stinks. Then I walk past him and he's just there watching the fucking telly having a shite.
This is amazing.
Sometimes I'm in a rush. And I forget to... No, sometimes I put the door to in the guest room, but the fucking door on the hinges isn't working properly, so it just creeps open.
But hold on, let's have it right here, because, you know, we're all human beings. Has Claire got a rotten ass then? Because, you know, just men have got, you know, shit and it smells. I mean, because women have rotten asses as well.
Look at me.
I don't know.
You know me.
Well, I don't...
I may have thrown up in your hallway.
You did, actually, yeah, you did.
But I've never stunk at your toilet.
And that chucked up a bit, actually, that was, you know...
But I've never shit your toilet. Right.
Do you know what, Claire? I feel like I've thrown you under the bus with this. You know, the time when you threw up when we were.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
So I'm going to help you out. I'm going to take some heat off you.
Go on.
Here's something I need to mention to you. I did drive into your intercom once when I was leaving your house.
I knew it was fucking wonky.
Is it broken?
The little thing that you punched
I did drive into that
did
once.
Did you? How?
Is it broken?
No, it was
just
an
reversed.
Old one. That was the older one. That's why
just reversed into it a little bit.
Oh,
I had to get my car fucked.
Yeah,
it was all smashed into it.
No. He scraped all down the back of the car.
And he's only just declared it.
Look at Danny, he's fuming. Right, Joe's one is shitting in the downstairs toilet. Danny, if there's one thing that you could mention that constantly gets on your nerves that she does or doesn't do.
Okay, it will be she and you'll see this tomorrow. We've got a massive island in our kitchen.
Right. Yes. Nice. Oh, great.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's amazing. But she likes to use it as a coat hanger, the stalls.
Yeah.
So when she comes in, she hangs coats on the stalls of the island.
Right.
Which for me, I find...
Ruins the...
It's like, what the fuck?
It ruins the aesthetic.
It's almost like a dumping ground.
Right.
Now, I know she's in a rush, she's got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that island is such a piece.
Yeah, but they don't stay there.
I'm allowed to speak now. You've been slagging off my arsehole.
The coats don't stay there, though. I go in,
no,
quickly...
I move them on to the banister. No, you don't. Without you seeing, just because I don't want to row over it. But I go, why has she done that again? And also, she's wore three coats today. So she's got that in that coat, came back,
oh,
left
so they're
that
all
there.
Hard coats.
All different coats, all different ranges.
Right.
There's a cardigan on there. There's... Oh, fucking hell. So she comes in. I know she's got shit on her plate. But to dump it on the island, don't do it. Leave the island to be the hub of the house.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Which I think is quite a nice, gentle one, beautiful. Really. Just stop doing it.
To be fair, I'm agreeing with you on that one.
Are you going
to
agree with me?
I'm agreeing with you.
It's all fair enough, isn't it?
You see what happens here?
You only get one,
don't... Well, hang on a minute.
That one needs another chance.
Right, marital mayhem.
Here we go.
Okay, this is from a listener. It's not from you, is it, Joe? I know you listen.
I listen every night.
I know
she's
you
a
do,
big-time
mate.
Listener.
I know. Oh, I listen every night.
I know you do. Right, here we go.
I do.
No, she does. Okay, I need advice on something that might need to be tackled sensitively. Oh, fuck, we've got the wrong couple in. My boyfriend, who I've been with for a couple of years, is quite an introverted person. However, one place he rarely seems to be shy is in the bedroom.
Good for him.
He likes to talk dirty and comes out with all of these pretty out there statements and nicknames when we're having sex.
See, I don't have the...
I thought you said he was introverted.
Well, he's introverted except the bedroom.
Oh, he's an ant. Oh, go on.
At first, I was kind of into it, but now I find it cringy and awkward, especially when he asks me to talk dirty back to him. I don't understand where the dirty talk comes from. The things he says are so out of character for him. I'm nervous to tell him I'm not so into it, as the bedroom seems to be the only place that he shows his confident side. How do I approach the situation? I'm not into the dirty talk.
I am.
Not that you ever do it, to be
that's
fair.
That's the thing. I might be into it if I feel like I could pull it off. Like, what am I going to say to you? Yeah, baby. I'm not going to start asking questions
cop
like
that. You know,
I'm not going to ask questions like, do you like that?
Yeah.
Because I'm asking for trouble.
That opens a can of worms.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. Then you're going to get notes.
I just say things like, you know, like, oh, got to take a break for a second.
Yeah.
That's my kind of dirty talk.
Yeah. Is that sure?
Are you nearly there? Yeah.
Have we got any... Claire, have you got any water?
Are you nearly there?
Oh, my calf's cramping.
Yeah.
That kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the cramp. Yeah.
What about... I don't know.
Yes, how do you feel?
Well, I mean,
in a Manchester accent.
I have done it.
You like
in
the Manchester
shit,
accent?
In a shit Manchester accent, yeah.
Right.
So, but then, and it's all great. Until after you've shot your bolt, the pair of us, sorry, but you will ask these questions. And then I feel like, oh, fucking hell, so what? You know, you get a bit insecure about it. What? One, about the accent, because it was shit. And secondly, going, oh, maybe she does want to be with a kid from Manchester.
A Mancunian.
Yeah. You know.
Well, yeah, it's the Liam
thank
Gallagher.
Fuck, she hasn't asked me to do Welsh, because then we're getting into some real realms.
So
or
how
the
do
Polish
you...
Thing.
How do you...
Because I couldn't. You have done that a few times,
what,
actually.
Really? Manchester accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you're going, oh,
that's at the end. Isn't it?
Right. So you. Right. But what do? What, how do you feel about? Yeah, but how do you feel about the dirty talk?
No, I don't like all.
No.
That. No.
How
no,
do you feel, Dan?
Well, no, you do like all that.
I don't.
You know, some of the shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes, I'm like, fucking hell. You know, so I'm a little bit like on the back foot. I don't quite know.
Like what?
What?
Yeah, like
I'm
what?
Going to it now.
I want to know what I say.
Yeah, we want to know.
I mean, not all the time, obviously. Listen, we've been together a long time, having sex since we were. And we can't get Nick for this because we're both the same age. 14. We was exploring
it
each
was
other.
Not 14.
We was fucking 14.
It was not 14. 15.
Oh, 15.
15.
Just turned. yeah, no, so, but, so we've been having sex a long time. Okay.
You need to space it up.
Stages,
is that where you're going?
But we've done all that. We've spiced
been,
it up.
You've
we've
been through everything.
Yeah.
Spaced
I've dressed as a Spice Girl once, you know. That was...
No, you've not dressed up. No.
No, we haven't, actually.
Amy have you Winehouse? Ever? Have you Did ever... you keep the Amy Winehouse? Didn't
no,
you dress
up? No, I couldn't have.
Boy Didn't. George, that was a good one.
No, Boy George, yeah, no, but it wouldn't work.
Has there ever been like role
play?
Role
play, yeah.
Yeah, we have done a little
Do
bit
you,
of that,
I sense you like that, yeah.
No, I've only done
you're
it
always, But you're always the dominant figure.
You like to just imagine that
you know,
somebody
I have to be
else.
Submissive, which I like.
Do you ever pretend you're Enrique?
I can't put it off, but
no.
I mean, look at me, I mean, can I? I mean, I've got some tinted moisturiser on, which is not enough.
I want you to be Enrique.
Yeah, but I'm not Enrique.
I know.
All right? I'm a geezer out of EastEnders.
I know.
What do we say? What do we say to this girl?
I would
then?
Say, listen.
He's a bit.
So listen,
too...
he's not turning her on. She's got to elbow it. Right?
I think he's saying stuff that's too much for her.
Yeah, but what's he saying? This is the thing, like,
well,
because
yeah,
it's,
we don't
again,
have any
you've got
details.
To define what filthy talk is, because you can go to some nutty realms, right?
I don't know,
but if it's just like you know, get hold of that, you slag and all that.
Yeah.
You know, like that sort
yeah.
of
dialogue. Get a hold of that.
Yeah, but you know, like...
Oh, you dirty
yeah,
bitch.
But if he's like... Yeah. That would put me off.
Good. Yeah.
No, not if I was doing it in a Mancunian accent, it wouldn't, would it? Get hold of that, you fucking slag.
See, I'm more likely to say funny things than
yeah.
sort of sexy, dirty things.
Yeah. You I'm do just, make me laugh a lot.
I'm just the constant...
What, during sex, you're laughing?
Yeah, yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
There was one time where I made her laugh so much that we had to stop. Like, it just really? Came to an end because it was like, well, we can't carry
wow.
on. Because we were just laughing so much.
See, that's love. Because that could end relationships.
But I like sort of finishing lines. And I've come up with a couple of times.
Yeah, you have said some weird stuff.
So one of my favourites is Geronimo.
At the end.
Geronimo.
Another one is...
What's the sell it bang guy?
Yeah, bang and the dirt is gone. See, I'm always...
Cowabunga, you should try. Cowabunga, that'd be a good
one. Cowabunga dudes. That'd be a good one.
It's a mama.
That's good. That's quite a strange.
I don't know
can...
what that says about me that I'm more interested in that
Silly
than like
do you know what the problem...
than being a bit sexy and a bit dirty.
Do you know
or
what the problem
naughty.
With this podcast?
I'm more interested in making you laugh.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem with this podcast is? We've sort of forgotten where we are as four.
Yeah.
Like this was a conversation for tomorrow.
That was right. That was quite intimate.
It was. Yeah.
That was quite intimate.
So, James,
it's got to go in, though.
James, what's your advice for this young lady whose boyfriend is just getting a little
yeah.
bit
yeah,
too...
I think,
listen,
I
am...
get rid of him.
You're not into it?
No,
no you don't
to
have
go.
To get rid of him.
No,
you
I would get rid of him.
Go straight for the Joe route.
How awkward
well,
is it?
Let's start with you, then. Go on, what's your advice to this,
if someone
this poor
was,
young treacle?
If someone was really talking
She's
disgusting
making
to
he's
me...
He's making her uncomfortable.
And I'm uncomfortable, then I would literally...
You know,
I would be like... I would get up...
But would you want to, would you not
no,
want
no,
to talk to him about
to
it?
Him, I would say to him, you are a pig.
Oh,
you
I don't
make
think...
me feel uncomfortable.
And you go, yeah, I know I'm a pig.
Yeah, that was so much.
He's going to love
that's
all
right,
that.
Yeah. You are a pig. You're a fucking bastard. Yeah, keep going.
Danny, was you, do you think she should talk to him?
Because she made a highlight of him being...
He's quite an introvert.
Yeah.
So he's
I think
not...
that pisses her off in the first place.
Yeah.
Right.
That he's sitting there all shy, ain't got no bunny around him.
No,
bunny,
probably,
rabbit means
no,
talk.
No, but she probably likes
okay.
that.
No, she probably... she's brought it up. Don't bring that up then.
No, but she...
You know, don't
no,
talk
but that's,
about him.
That, that's what he's,
she's
saying.
Saying.
She's
what
saying
the
there's
difference
such
is.
A juxtaposition.
Yeah.
So she
he's
likes
very
him
introverted
introvert,
and he's very
and
sweet and
she
very
doesn't
nice.
Want him to
but
be.
As soon as we get into the bedroom, he turns into a bit of a deviant or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'd say...
So...
I would say...
It's just a conversation.
He's not the one.
Really?
Yeah, because I think once you get into the dialogue again, can you not speak filth to me, then it gets
That's
awkward in the bedroom.
Do you know what?
And once it gets awkward in the bedroom, you're fucked.
Well,
not
well
fucked.
Do you know what, right? There's...
No, you are.
No.
After
well,
a
you're
certain...
Not. I think when
you're
going,
you
listen, can you not... Is it all right if you
do you
don't,
know what? He
know
might
means,
know
though.
That he's so introverted. He might know that he's putting this thing on because maybe he thinks that's what he should be doing.
He was, yeah.
And he might go, oh, do I not have to do all
yeah,
that?
Thank God for you, yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, that means they don't know each other at all.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, because
if
you
he
know,
thinks the only way she gets off...
You can
off,
never really know someone. You can never really know someone.
That's right. Right. That's deep shit, that is, by
you
the way.
You don't. Okay. Right.
So basically elbowing, if you can.
Well, conversation.
It's a two-year relationship.
It's a two-year relationship. You know, after a two stretch, you're looking at...
Yeah, unless you've had two kids by then.
You either commit by 2 years or you fuck them off.
Have a conversation, but I think if you're not compatible in the bedroom...
Yeah, if you're really... Yeah, if it's really missing that far...
Yeah.
Incompatible in the bedroom. What does that mean?
What's more important, sex or just like being wrapped around each other in general? Because sex is quite important.
No, I would say more being with each other every day is important.
Yeah, you're meant to be intimate with each...
Yeah, okay, you're going to say that, isn't you? Yeah.
No, we are best friends, though.
Yeah, I know.
There is nobody I would rather spend time with than you.
Yeah.
Part of the job.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to say. But you just don't want to have sex with him.
No,
so.
That's it.
No,
that's
not so. Often.
That's the message I'm getting.
Loud and clear. No. I do. I'm not having sex with anybody else. If I'm going to do it, it's going to be with him. But it's just whenever...
thank the Lord.
It's just... You know.
Do you know? And do you know what? I'm going to bring this up now. Maybe a little bit of dirty talk from you would help.
No,
Because your dirty talk is things like...
Hurry up.
Go on then.
No, but she's Scottish, like so everything. It's like, you shut your mouth.
There was one time... There was one time when you literally said to me, make it quick.
Yeah, I feel like that was more than
and
one
And I said
time.
To you, obviously...
Listen, sometimes you just got to do your wife duties. Come on, hurry up, let's go. Quick. Right, the end of this podcast is upon us. What we like to do at the end of In Sickness and in Health is have a vow of change for each other.
We
look back.
We usually will grow as a couple, me and Claire, when it's just us two.
Podcast, and we'll grow and become closer.
We'll discuss stuff that we would like improved.
No, fuck me, yeah, I get it. I can see the growth.
Whether it's through what we've just talked about, or whether it's the week you've had, or the month you've had, maybe the Christmas you've had, I don't know, whatever. You can have a vow of change for each other. Yeah. So, just for this week, is there one thing that you would like to say, do you know what? Do this for me. Or don't do this for me.
Well, you find it me. Do you want to go first? Well, no, I would say that actually you find us at a point where we're banging love.
You are.
To this
you're
week,
happy.
I wouldn't want to change fuck up.
I'm so excited for tomorrow then. We're coming round your house
tomorrow.
Well,
hang on a minute, because it might,
things
you know...
Could go. I mean
this might be the thing that...
It's still, you know, you've still got a few
hours. We've still
hours,
got a few hours to
anything
go.
Anything can happen.
That's
which
true.
Which is one of the reasons why I'm banging love with her, because I'm on my toes constantly.
Correct.
Always on the back foot. I like it.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's all really... Slipped into place. Yeah.
Wow.
Literally, we had a roll about, didn't we, the other day?
Donny!
Well, are you just fucking talking about dirty talk and fucking...
Yeah, but it's not been for a long
faces.
Time.
No, so actually we've connected again. And actually at this point I'll go, there's nothing, I want to keep it as it is.
Right, so what
she's
you're
gonna
saying...
She's going to say the complete
opposite. No. What you're saying is you don't want her to go back to how she was.
No, I don't want the pair of us to go back to the hatred and the, right. You know, the sort of...
Our lunches are so boring when you're in love.
No, you'll be loved up tomorrow. We'll play Killer on the new pool table.
What can we do tomorrow? Yeah.
Play Killer, have a nice ruby, a few more stellars.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to change about me?
No, I'm quite grateful for you this week, only because he's come to the front with the builders.
Right.
You've, saved me this week.
Is this because you've turned on the builders? She's turned on the builders, by the way.
This is the one bit I didn't expect them to disappoint us in.
I thought we were going to be sat here for about a week.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to whittle it down to one.
No, you've caught us at a good time, baby.
Listen,
so don't.
I'll take it. I'll take that.
He's saved me this week. He's saved my heart.
Been a hero.
Well, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. I don't really like doing the vow of change because I feel really under pressure.
Because you can never think of anything.
I can't think of anything
perfect.
For her because I'm just
well,
like...
Well, you've got to think of one every fucking week. Yeah. That's...
Claire's I've got... always got one.
Oh, you've
Claire's
always
got
one.
About four or five ready to
rattle. So do you have one this week with us? I mean, do you do it now?
No, I'm having a break, Danny.
Oh, you don't want it this
week?
Yeah,
no, I don't want to get into it because we're all right as well. So let's all be together.
You're always sweet, you two. You don't really kick off.
No, we don't.
Not like us. No. We kick off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, fiery, isn't it? Must be, you know,
you are.
Exciting.
Yeah.
We're just a sort of two 80-year-old couple.
Yeah, we are. We are boredom. Right, we'll wrap this up. Thank you so much to our beautiful friends, Joe and Danny Dyer. Don't forget to join us next week. Actually, you read this. I read both stories.
All right. Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and follow us in Sickness and Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and to send in any stories, messages or voice notes that maybe you wouldn't tell your partner about. All that's left for Claire to say is...
See you next Tuesday.
Sorry to disrupt you from drinking your beer there.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.